I've wanted to make sure that my family, my extended family, like my parents who don't live with me, know what's going on, so that if something happens to me and I don't come back, they know where all my important information and documents are, so they can wind up my estate, what bills need to be paid, etc., etc. So, my background is very varied. From, I studied a journalism degree and psychology honors at Rhodes. And then I went on to be the editor of a financial publication reporting on stock exchange listed companies. Then I had an ad agency.
Oh, wow. Then a woman of many, many talents.
I'm telling you.
Wow. A chocolate factory I created.
A chocolate factory.
And then when I turned 50, I decided to go more along the lines of my psychology interests. Mm. And I did my master's in life and business coaching.
Beautiful.
So ever since then, I'm 61 now, I've stayed within that field of helping people to overcome problems and develop more of their God-given divine potential.
Sure.
And to do that as well, what I also did is I created an online training program to help people to start a business or grow an existing one.
Amazing.
With all sorts of different training modules, but it's the difference between that training and everything else is that it's coaching based. So I ask them leading questions, I give them leading exercises, all to do with being practical. So I thought, okay, then when COVID hit, let me turn what I'm doing into something useful that can help other people, because I know that pretty much everybody out there thinks they're awfully organized. Mm-hmm. But when you look at it, things are in different folders on your computer. They're in different files. They're in different drawers. They might even be hidden somewhere that nobody knows where they are. And I realized that people needed one place to go to access all their most important information and documents, a place that was safe, a place that they could keep everything up to date, and a place that was very organized. And that was fun to work with. I mean, this is your life that we're dealing with, your assets, your home, your pets are not assets, but they're part of it all. I mean, everything in your world is important to you. So think of it as an insurance policy. Everybody rushes out and they've got insurance cover for this, that, and the other. They've got medical aid. But who gets insurance in case something happens to them and their life needs to carry on while they're getting better? Nobody.
Sure. No, this is very, very interesting, because as you mentioned, Before I Sleep is a play on the words and the file of life portfolio that is so important. And I know some of the listeners might be thinking, is this any different from a will? And can you tell us how this is might be different?
Well, a file of life, okay, let's first of all explain what a will is. A will is a legal document which stands to as a record of your last wishes as to the distribution of your assets. So in your will, you will specify what bank accounts you've got, what policies you've got, or just say, I have a life insurance policy or an RA, a retirement annuity, and you might stick a copy of that in the envelope with your will. And you'll say which children or which friends or family members get what. Okay. But a will, you don't want a will to be 500 pages. I mean, when we're talking assets, we're talking title deeds to your house. We're talking, which if that property has to be sold, those papers have to be part of the transaction. When you're looking bank accounts, it's not just bank accounts anymore, it's Bitcoin and all the other types of online currencies that are coming out now. We're looking at paintings, we're looking at jewelry, we're looking at cars, property overseas. And so will is, it basically says, give this to that person. Whereas a file of life is a record of all the important information and documents that are needed by an executor when he executes the will and when he winds up your estate. Excellent. I love that. But I hear where you're going, but I want to know, does it make it easier then for the executor? Because I know sometimes it takes time to round up a person's, you know, the entire, that file of a person. Does it make it easier now that there's a file of life for the executor to quickly get to, you know, to the distribution of everything that's in the will? Does it work concurrently? How does it work?
That's a lovely question. You see, when an executor is trying to track down all the documents, where does he find them? He's going to go into a computer that maybe nobody knows the password to get in. Then which files is he going to look in? Which folders?
Exactly.
Which files? How, you know, an executor is going to base... There are enormous expenses involved in winding up an estate. And when you rely on an executor to have to find missing documents, you're paying for his time and his money to do that. That's coming out of the inheritance. And the assets you're leaving behind for your loved ones. And it makes it very, very difficult if he hasn't specified that he's got a specific policy in the will, but he does have it, unless it's mentioned in the file of life, or it's easily accessible or visible or known to anyone, how does anyone know you've got it? We're sitting with a situation at the moment where there was a report on the 22nd of September... on businesstech.co.za, which stated that South Africa has almost 90 billion, that's not million, that's billion, in unclaimed assets.
Sure.
Okay? These are all the assets that are sitting in policies that people have taken out.
Sure.
Because people move... They don't keep up to date with their payments, but there might still be money that you can get out of policies. They get divorced. All sorts of things happen. But for the majority of people to say they're organized, and then you sit with the evidence of 90 billion unclaimed, what kind of organization is that?
Are we talking about? Wow. Exactly. No, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think for me, I like the fact that also you've taken something that you're good at, because yes, people say they're organized, but you're right. Having everything in one place, having everything there. And I mean, I've looked at your file from the electricity meter number to everything else that you can think of. I don't think there's anything in that file that's not in there. And it seems like it's minor things, but actually, if you don't have it, where are you going to find it? So I think that's what to me just, it drawed my attention.
Well, you're quite correct, because when it comes to winding up an estate and the court requirements, nothing is minor to them.
Yes.
You know, if something is stated regulatory wise that you need this, well, you've got to find it. You've got to have it. You know, you've got to have the ID of the deceased estate. You've got to, if in a divorce, you've got to have the divorce contract. You've got to have the vehicle ownership papers. You know, they're very, very specific requirements. Our file of life has been left with many deceased estate attorneys to go through it to make sure nothing is missing. And nothing is missing. We have lists for you. We give you tick boxes. We provide dates so you can say, okay, it was last updated on.
Yes, very
such
important.
And, such. And it's important for you as well, because... You might have bought another property overseas as a holiday home, and then when you're flipping through your file, forgotten to actually print another form and start putting in all of the details for that property. Like, sure. Who's got the keys to that property? Where does the post go? Is there a post box? Who's got the keys to your spare car or a little motorboat that you might have parked outside the property?
No, this is crucial information that we need, and we don't want to rush it. So we're going to go into sport quickly. Then we're going to come back with you again, and we're going to continue speaking a little bit about Before I Sleep file and life file of life portfolio.